And we've got a busy one this morning. We've got in the studio with us now, we've got Zach. Morning, Zach. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Now, you came in a while back, but just refresh my memory. You're how old?
23.
And what do you do at the moment?
At the moment, I'm a, I suppose you'd say, technically a freelance musician.
Okay, and you just finished at Platform One?
Yep.
Okay, and then before then, you were at college, school?
Before then, I did 6 years at Platform One, so before then I was at school.
Okay, what school did you go to?
Wide Academy.
Okay, and so what's your dreams? What do you want to do?
Ambitions are just to have some kind of career in the music industry.
Okay, and you're... how are you enhancing that chance that for that to happen?
Well, I'm making contacts everywhere I can, along with playing as often as I can as well.
Okay. And have you been in touch with the studios here on the island? Because there's back in my day there was hardly any. Now there's like loads of musical studios everywhere.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I know there's Chair Lavi Studios and Empire Sound. I know someone who works at Empire Sound actually.
Okay. Yeah. So that's your fascination, that's what you want to do?
Possibly, yeah.
All right, so you've just left Platform One because naturally it came to an end?
Yeah, it just came to an end naturally. I did all I could there. I finished my time there.
So what happens now in the meantime while you're waiting for your musical career to take off? Is there jobs that you would do? Are there jobs that you are doing?
At the moment, I don't have a job, although I'm... trying to change that just for income's sake, and also in my spare time just trying to get together contacts in the music industry really.
Have you got a band at the moment?
Yes.
What's the band?
We're called something outrageous. Johnny Longwood and the Bunty Men.
Just run that by me again.
Johnny Longwood and the Bunty Men.
Right.
Yes.
And you're...
I didn't choose the name.
So are you... You're a guitarist in the band?
Bassist.
Bassist? Yeah. And do you sing, write songs?
We just play covers.
Just covers. Right, okay. Mm. So what sort of covers do you cover?
Mostly stuff from the 70s. Quite a lot of disco stuff. I mean, it's kind of like music for pubs, only not music for pubs. Because, you know, people want to hear, you know, The Killers and Kings of Leon, things like that. We don't do that. We play things like Disco Inferno and Everyone's a Winner, that sort of thing.
Now, look, I think the last time we spoke, you liked rock.
Yeah.
So do you rock it up when you're doing all the disco stuff? Do you rock it up?
We rock it up, yeah.
Okay, because I've noticed you got a Pink Floyd shirt on today.
Yeah, Dark Side of the Moon, yeah.
Brilliant album, I suppose you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I noticed that Alex is in the building and you've got a Judas Priest. I mean, we should point out, you're 23, he's 19. Judas Priest, Pink Floyd were, you know, tops like many, many moons ago. And there you are, wearing the gear that we would have worn back in the 70s. I think it's incredible. So you've got a lot in common there. You both got the big hair. You both have a love of rock as well. Mm. So would you ideally be in a rock band or a disco band?
They both have different merits. I mean, ideally a rock band, although disco music is actually quite fun to play, so you never know.
I would imagine it's a bit more fun as well, a bit more light.
A bit more light. The parts, particularly on the bass, are actually very, very intricate to play. So,
now who's your hero? Someone just popped into my head then, and I wonder if you're going to say this. Who's your hero on the bass?
John Paul Jones.
Right, just tell me a little bit about... It wasn't the guy I was thinking of, but go on, tell me a little bit about John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones,
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, bass player in Led Zeppelin. Very competent, well, of course he was competent, a very skilled bassist, very into his Motown and kind of soul and funk records, and that definitely showed through in his playing with Led Zeppelin. Songs like Ramble On have very fluid bass lines, which are very, very good to listen to.
Okay, I was thinking of that fella in Chic. You know, he was the one I was thinking of, because the disco, the bass and so on. Do you play any instruments, Alex?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm too bad at that. No, I tried learning drums in primary school and never went
Never took off. I say, I've full admiration for anybody that can play an instrument. That must be a great feeling, being part of a band, rocking it up and seeing all those faces enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah, it's fun, yeah.
When was the last gig you did?
Last gig we did was at, it was about 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, I can't remember, off the top of my head, at the Castle in Newport.
Oh, right, in the Castle.
Yeah.
Good place. Mm. Okay, so will you, next time you come in, and I know you're coming in a couple of weeks' time, will you bring a track with you? Can you send me a track so we can play it out?
Yep.
Okay, which one?
Oh, maybe Black Knight, Deep Purple.
Black Knight, Deep Purple. Is that appeal, Alex?
Yeah, Deep Purple's great.
Excellent.